Sorry. Yes. I would like to add maybe something. I would like to start with actually some, a lot of the questions that you've posed actually are interdependent. First of all, to talk about the cost of finance. In an interest rate, there are two issues that actually are important to consider. First one is, like Madam was saying, the issue of risk, and the other is the issue of costs of delivering that credit. And that is why I said that this is, it is so important this framework actually works in cooperation with many ministries, because to reduce risk and cost, you need to really cooperate with many other departments to reduce the issues that make costs and risk so high. On risk, like Madam said, there's, first of all, there's real risk and there's perceived risks. When we talk about perceived risks, then it's extremely important to actually increase the knowledge of the farming activities by the banks. This is something that needs to be done, and I hope that also here in Tanzania this will be done. I know that there's three banks already that have started to incur in agricultural credit, and I think I hope that they will continue to do more, and they will be also helped by other banks. But when you're having this, there's a couple of tools that are very important, and I know that the government is looking into getting into this, is the issue of guaranteeing funds, so that you know the risks that the bank takes are less when the risks are perceived to be too high. The other issue that is extremely important, we've been talking about other tools, like for example contract credit schemes. So when a farmer has been able to sell his produce, he can, with the contract that he has, get a credit, and that's a good collateral. And that is extremely important. And we've seen many, many best practices around the world where this can happen. We've also, this framework is allowing a lot of discussions and to be able to adopt these kind of new tools. The other issues, there are risks that are real. Tanzania's agriculture is mostly rain-fed, and that poses a risk in the case of drought. So issues like irrigation are a valuable discussion, and a very important issue is the capacity of the farmers in itself. And then capacity training is a very important issue. And that is a non-financial issue, but it's very much related to the issue of access to financial services. Then, to relate you, what does mobile banking does to all of this? Well, mobile banking, what it does is, first of all, I get there, because before it was impossible to get to very far away places with brick and mortar branches like we used to do before. So now, every farmer can actually make a payment of $2 and still be able to afford the cost of it. And that is amazing, and this is only the entry point. Just getting out there is already a start. The issue is, how do we afterwards offer the right saving products, the right insurance products to also reduce the risk? How do we offer the right credit product? And this is extremely important. Getting there with the payment system is just the beginning. It really allows us to give them more services at a very effective cost. And please do not forget that the cost of mobile banking here in Tanzania is actually much, much lower than in other countries surrounding here, because it's been very, very competitive. And this is exactly very good for poor people. Now, when capital comes in, you can actually increase the use of inputs, fertilizers, better seeds, improve your methods, and therefore improve your production, will in turn improve your income. And that is exactly what youth has to see. There is money to be made in agriculture, and there's a potential of businesses, and that's the way how we're going to be retaining the youth in the rural areas. I mean, 44% of your population is under 14, so we really need to act fast to be able to accomplish that. Why now and not in the last 52 years? Well, first of all, financial inclusion has been receiving internationally much more attention in the last 4 years, and whilst before maybe there was just a too much of a focus on the only microcredit side. Well, now it's a much more general idea with a diversity of products and a diversity of financial institutions. And also, not only the small ones, but also including the small ones in the whole value chain. So the importance is not only for the small ones and the micro producers, but also for the small and medium-sized enterprises who will be buying from the micro producers. Otherwise, they would never get access to markets. But again, the innovations have really made a difference. Today, because of mobile banking, we can get out there. Before, it was practically impossible. And it's not only mobile banking. In the framework, you will see that it's something called agent banking, which is basically not only with the mobiles, but also that you have little mom and pop shops or post office or petrol stations. They could also be agents of banking. And that really allows us to really go out there at very competitive costs that the poor people can pay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Your Majesty. And now, Governor, if you want to add on that question.
Well,